This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday he recognizes France bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Macron detailed in a speech at a genocide memorial in the capital, Kigali, how France had failed the 800,000 victims of the genocide, but he stopped short of an apology. Macron claims France was not an accomplice in the genocide, but ended up siding with Rwanda's genocidal regime and bore an overwhelming responsibility in the slide towards the massacres. The countries have been seeking to reset relations 27 years later. The EU and Japan said Thursday they backed the holding of a safe and secure Olympic Games despite calls for the event to be canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Several parts of Japan are under a state of emergency because of a surge in infections, and the Japanese public is largely opposed to holding the games this summer. Medical groups have warned the massive event could introduce new variants to Japan and strain medical resources as the country battles a fourth virus wave. Organizers have already barred overseas fans from the Tokyo Games, an unprecedented decision for the Olympics. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen points to the EU's authorization for more than 100 million doses of vaccines to be exported to Japan as a strong sign of support for preparation of the Olympic Games and the safety of the Games. Japan is the largest importer of vaccines from the EU, but authorities in the country face criticism over the slow rate of inoculations that has left it lagging behind other developed countries. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.